This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump urged the Republican-run Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the U.S. Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's just 6 weeks before the presidential election. Speaking to reporters outside the White House Saturday, U.S. President Trump said that he expects to have a choice very soon and will send that choice to the U.S. Senate. He rejected U.S. Senator Susan Collins' view that replacing the late Supreme Court justice should be the decision of the president, who was elected November 3rd.
I totally disagree with her. We have an obligation. We won. And we have an obligation as the winners to pick who we want. That's not the next president. Hopefully I'll be the next president. But we're here now. Right now we're here.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed Friday night, just hours after Ginsburg's death, to call a vote for Mr. Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it's hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Barack Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, 11 months before the 2016 election. The remaining eight Supreme Court justices wrote emotional statements remembering Ginsburg, including her friend Justice Clarence Thomas. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Justice Clarence Thomas wrote that he was heartbroken to learn of Ginsburg's death, describing her as the essence of grace, civility, and dignity, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us, whether in agreement or disagreement. Thomas goes on to say, as outstanding as she was as a judge, she was an even better colleague, unfailingly gracious, thoughtful, and civil. He said the quality and pace of her work never suffered as she was ill, nor did her demeanor toward her colleagues. He concludes, I will dearly miss my friend. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Saturday touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president said that he was intending to ban over security concerns. He told reporters at the White House he was getting the deal with Oracle his blessing and that he had addressed U.S. national security concerns.
It will have nothing to do with China. It'll be totally secure. That'll be part of the deal, and that will be both Oracle, as you know, and Walmart. And I think it's going to be a fantastic deal.
About 100 million Americans use TikTok, and U.S. officials have expressed concern about user data and potential for China to access that information. Mr. Trump's critics have said that while TikTok's security risks are unclear, the sweeping ban he has proposed raised concerns about the government's ability to regulate free expression. Tens of thousands of people joined the biggest protest in years in Thailand Saturday, cheering calls to curb the power of the country's monarchy, as well as for the removal of the former coup leader, the prime minister, Prayuth Chan-o-cha. The protests have been building in the Southeast Asian country since mid-July. They've broken a long-standing taboo by criticizing the monarchy, as well as seeking a new constitution and elections. Thai authorities have said criticizing the monarchy is unacceptable in a country where the king is constitutionally enthroned in a position of revered worship. News reports estimate at least 30,000 people took part in Saturday's demonstrations. Organizers said that there were more than 50,000, while police say that there were 18,000. Police in the capital, Belarus, cracked down sharply Saturday against women's protest march, demanding the president's resignation. They arrested more than 200 people, including an elderly woman who has become a symbol of the six-week protests that have roiled the country. Among those detained during Saturday's demonstration was prominent 74-year-old protester Nina Baginska. During the weekend protest, police officers blocked demonstrators in several locations. Those demonstrations first began after the country's presidential election last month, that officials say handled Alexander Lukashenko's sixth term in an office with an overwhelming 80% support. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.